Food subsidies, commodity prices causing political instability in China. Well, think about a subsidy here in the United States that's causing all sorts of turmoil in Congress. Todd Zwillick rejoins us now, a Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So the controversial ethanol subsidy, the ethanol tax credit, which actually helps the oil industry deal with the fact that the corn industry is competing with it in the form of ethanol. There's a major bill that's working its way through a committee that has a lot of people upset in the agricultural sector of the United States and elsewhere. What's going on?
Actually, it's doing more than working its way through committee, John. This one's headed to the floor of the Senate today, and in a surprise way procedurally. You've heard of Tom Coburn from Oklahoma. You
sure.
know him, good government, small government guy, enemy of ethanol subsidies, and he wants them stopped. Look, every time an ethanol plant blends a gallon of ethanol, which is grown from corn, fermenting of corn, they get 45-cent tax credit from the U.S. taxpayer. There's also a 54-cent tariff on foreign ethanol coming into this country. Now, corn growers love it because they get a huge tax credit, and they also get protection from foreign ethanol coming in.
Right.
Coburn wants to end this thing. It's worth $6 billion a year. And here's what he did to try to get this ban on ethanol tax credits passed in the Senate. Now, this is pretty rare. He went and circumvented his own leadership and Harry Reid, the leader of the Democrats, and forced this bill onto the floor. It's not illegal what he did, but it's extremely rare. Leaders are given the prerogative to set the agenda in the Senate. Well, Coburn wasn't getting any love from leaders. A lot of corn state senators, as you can imagine, want this subsidy kept. It's huge for their corn growers. Coburn wants it ended. He slipped onto the floor the other day, kind of pulled a procedural trick, and is forcing this vote today. He can do it, but it's not really cricket, as they say.
Well, but the interesting thing here is that Tom Coburn, a Republican from Oklahoma, has maybe done a service for a lot of environmentalists who say that the subsidy on ethanol is a part of America's mythology that somehow using ethanol instead of oil increases America's energy independence. Now it appears on the Senate floor, there will be a real honest debate on that issue.
There will be, and it's divided a lot of people, not only geographically. Republicans are extremely divided on this, John. Tom Coburn has caused a rift between gigantic lobbying interests, National Farm Union, the corn growers. These are not light hitters, but also a lot of the Republican political stalwarts, Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist. These groups have said, if you're going to cut any tax credits that are out there, you have to get other tax credits in their place, or else what is it? It's a tax increase, and tax increase is a four-letter word to Republicans, especially right now. Coburn is going up against them, and he's forcing a vote amongst his Republicans to say, are you with me and repealing this $6 billion that we're going to put towards lowering the deficit, or are you for other political interests? Are you with the corn growers? Are you with the lobbyists? So it's a tough one.
$5 billion is not the biggest number in the world, but it does make the point that it's not as though farmers have any difficulty selling their corn, ethanol or not, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's not the biggest number, $5 billion to $6 billion, but a lot of people think it distorts the market. A lot of people think it you're favoring Nebraska over my state. Why should my taxpayers pay for this? So there's a lot of parochial interests, geographical interests, and economic interests that are all going to come to a clash here, and Coburn has done it on his own without his leader, so it's going to be a really interesting vote.
Pork or just corn? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. The issue is on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Thanks so much, Todd.
Sure, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.